You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Betts with my good colleagues, Hussein Haqqani and Bill Raggio, and we're looking at the D.C. tragedy of recent note by a man who was trained as a fighter for his country, Afghanistan, by the United States during the 20 years or more the U.S. and its allies were in Afghanistan. When they left, however, this man's unit and his family were part of a bargain that was made that the U.S. promised to get them out and resettle them in the U.S. if and when they provided security for the retreat from Karzai Airport in downtown Kabul. Bill, you had comments, and then I'd like you to answer the question about the U.S. commitment to Bagram in Kabul. Has anyone, in your experience, at CENTCOM then or CENTCOM since, all the retired men since, have they commented on this catastrophe? Go ahead, Bill. You had a question.
Yes, sure. And you know, look, had we stayed in Afghanistan, it would have been Fortress Kabul, Fortress Bagram, possibly some other key provincial capitals. The Taliban, you know, I tracked this. I was the one who created that map that showed the Taliban taking over districts. And it was significant at the point that the withdrawal was announced. I concur with Hussein. We built the wrong military. We also built the wrong government. It needed a more decentralized government. How we built the military set the Afghans up for failure. But I want to address really quickly the problems, you know, of bringing in, you know, our allies here, right? We have problems here. I agree. Gun violence is an issue. But we should be careful about importing other people's problems, right? You know, further problems, specifically in a country that's been at war for five decades, where a culture where some of those, a significant portion, are prone to solving issues with violence. There were other ways to help out our Afghan partners without bringing them here and making them American citizens. There are other countries we could have helped them settle, and we needed to vet better. It didn't need to be a wholesale let everyone in. I agree. There's many Afghans. Look, I get a lot of criticism from my Afghan friends about what I'm saying right here. But secretly, they'll agree. Every Afghan doesn't make a great Afghan citizen. We could never have imported 30 million Afghans to be American citizens. And, you know, we imported 100,000. Maybe that was too much. The vetting, the chaos, all of that. John, did I answer your question about Kabul?
Did we have to leave in August of 21?
No, we didn't. But we did because we lost the political will, because the war was fought on the cheap the entire time, because we, as Hussein mentioned, we built the wrong military. We built the wrong government that was led to corruption. We set them up for failure. But the Afghans also had the ability to correct those problems and chose not to as well. We can't put all of this on us. The Afghans did have a large military. It did have the government. It had foreign funding. The Afghans do have to take some of the responsibility here.
Mr. Ambassador, your reflection on this ongoing, we know what's happened. We know the incidents are done. Is there a corrective now that would make sense given the decision making by several administrations that seem at odds with each other? Is there anything you could recommend? We have about a minute.
Well, I mean, I agree with Bill that you can't bring everybody over from another country. And so if you're going to go and try and, you know, get involved in other country, have a better exit strategy. Very frankly, there was no proper exit strategy. All of this could have been done more methodically. The Brits did it. They took out all the people that they needed to take out. They had made lists. They didn't have the kind of scene we had on the last day at Kabul airport. There was no panic. They understood that the game is over, and they started taking out both British citizens and those people, very limited numbers, whom they had committed resettlement to. In case of Afghanistan, we don't even know how many people did we actually give a commitment to. And commitment here, I mean, when you recruit somebody into a special unit and you say, if things go wrong, we will take you, that's a commitment. Now, if that was given to somebody, then obviously the United States must honor it. But if it wasn't given, then doing it in this haphazard manner will certainly create the kind of problems that we are talking about.
Hussain Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, Bill Rajo, senior fellow, Foundation for Defense of Democracy, Afghanistan, is still with us. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.